Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM, and here are the top headlines of this hour. Sensex tops 53K for the first time ever and then retreats. Rising crude prices get Oil India a re-rating. US Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to testify to Congress. NCLT okays CalRock Jalan resolution plan for Jet Airways. Norwegian pension fund KLP divest from Adani Ports. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last day today. Domestic equity benchmark indices took a U-turn to end flat on Tuesday. After starting the day on a stronger note, benchmark indices were weighed down by selling pressure in select consumer and financial counters. Sensex raced past 53,000 level for the first time ever before ending at 52,589, just 14 points higher for the day. Nifty 50 added 26 points to end at 15,773. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed, whereas Fear Gauge India VIX eased 2%. On Sensex, Maruti Suzuki gained the most, up 5%, whereas L&T gained 2%. UltraTech Cement, TCS, Titan, Infosys and Tata Steel gained 1% each. On the flip side, Asian Paints and Bajaj Finance tank 2% each. Nestle, HUL, IndusInd Bank and Sun Pharma lost up to 1% each. We have Ajit Mishra from Religare Broking to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mishra. What should investors expect from Jerome Powell's testimony? What impact could it have on the market?
So after the Fed's hawkish stance, the market participants would look for clues from Jerome Powell's speech to try and gauge the level of urgency, you know, if the inflation continues to remain elevated. And so accordingly, they'll look for, you know, any timing for the rate hike by the US Fed. And importantly, the US Fed also mentioned about cutting its QE program. So any update on that would also be carefully tracked by the participants. So overall, market is expected to remain volatile ahead of the speech.
Should one be worried about the weakening rupee? Do you see volatility in foreign flow strength?
So the Fed's change in stance and rising crude oil prices have led to the weakness in the rupee. And going ahead, how the market observes, the possible rate hike news and the crude oil price movement would continue to dictate the trend. And in the near term, for the foreign flows, the volatility is likely to remain high, tracking the rupee movement and the bond yields.
We also got up with Ashish Biswas of Capital via Global Research to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 was not able to cross 15,900 levels on Tuesday. What do the technical charts suggest?
Technically, we are bullish in the market for the short term. We are expecting 15,900 level to break soon because most of the technical indicators and momentum are supporting this recovery to continue. We have seen strong resilience in the market around 15,500 level, and we expect 15,500 level to act as a short-term bottom for the market. Once 15,900 level will break, we expect 16,200 and 16,300 level for the July month expiry.
Nifty Bank showed some signs of strength but could not hold gains. Do you see volatility ahead of the expiry of the June series?
For Bank Nifty, we are expecting that the Bank Nifty to break above 34,900 level in this expiry itself. We are bullish on it. If it is not happen tomorrow, in this week, we can expect this breakout above 34,900 level. In that case, 36,000 level is likely to meet in this coming expiry of July month. Technically, there is enough evidence that the bullish rally which has observed over last two trading sessions will continue.
Most Asian markets ended higher for the day. Major European markets were trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a muted start on Wall Street later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out edmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.